Welcome to From the Newsroom, the weekly podcast produced by the Sentinel's news staff. I am Brian Vernellis, the digital director here at the Sentinel, and I am joined by Sarah Leach, our editor.
Hello.
And Sydney Smith. She is our local government reporter.
Hello.
Hi, Sydney. Hello, Sarah. In this week's episode, we're going to discuss the third public meeting. I want to make sure I get that wording correct. The third public meeting between the two mayoral candidates for next week's election for the city of Holland. Incumbent Nancy DeBoer and Councilman Jay Peters were just on the air on WHTC. And it was kind of an interesting format. You were discussing this earlier, Sarah. It really wasn't structured. It was more of, I don't know, like a fireside chat, maybe? To use an old World War II phrase?
Well, I think, yeah, their news director who moderated the discussion said that this is less of a forum and it's more of a discussion. And we listened to the whole thing. We live tweeted it so that our followers could also benefit from the conversation. But it was a little bit more of a casual setting. It was driven by listeners calling in. And there were examples of where certain questions were only answered by one candidate and not the other, or specific questions were posed to a particular candidate. There were also some obvious supporters of one candidate or another that would just call in and, potentially be critical or to try to set up the other candidate to be put into back on their heels, to answer a challenging question. There was even one listener who I was kind of a little bit disappointed in it that chose to call in and say, well, I'm voting for, so-and-so. I just wanted you to know that. And I thought that was kind of disrespectful of the other candidate. But, I guess when you're working with that kind of a medium in a live setting, that's the way that people are going to act. So, it was an interesting change from the very structured, formal debate at the Knickerbocker. And then the other events were more forums where questions were posed and each candidate had some time to answer. But then they didn't respond to each other's answers, which would classify it as a debate. So, I think the voters are pretty well informed this time around and pleasantly surprised with how many times they were actually able to see the candidates together.
Were there any callers with a Baba Booey?
Oh, my word.
No?
No.
totally threw a curveball.
Yeah.
Sydney's looking at us like she totally doesn't understand.
What generation is
that? Oh, my goodness.
Well, I'll throw it over to you, Sydney.
In days of yore.
What were your impressions from the radio quote-unquote debate?
Well, there was a lot of talk about, there was a few different themes. There was a lot of talk about vision, which I've heard that word so many times during this election, and the demeanor of the candidates, and some questions on diversity and inclusion, and just, I guess, many vision questions. So I guess that's terrible.
I know. I think that after you say a word so many times, like it starts losing its meaning to, your brain.
And
I think if I never hear the word vision again, I'll be
or
better
synergy.
Off. Yeah.
Jay and Nancy have been talking about this a lot in the context of Jay is criticizing a lack of visioning and Nancy is campaigning on shared vision. So that's interesting. There was a lot of specific questions of what are your top three things you want to accomplish during the term? I think we could probably start there.
Okay. You sent out that questionnaire to them, and they had, 8 or 9, maybe even 10 goals that they addressed? Were a lot of those similar to the responses they gave tonight?
Do you mean the, what are their platforms?
Well, correct. Yeah, right.
Yeah, that was similar. I think they're really on message there. I mean, they don't fray from that. Nancy is always shared visions. Mm-hmm. Jay is always education, inclusiveness.
But although Nancy, I noticed that she did drop the Airbnbs from her original answer when she was asked about the top three. But I think that that's because it's working its way through council presently. Yeah. So that's probably why.
Mm-hmm. And we didn't talk about affordable housing in this one. There wasn't a question about that. I'm sure it would have come up, though, if that was brought up.
Yeah, I don't think that didn't really surprise me as much, because I think that, you know, you're reaching different audiences when you're going on radio, and people who are listening to AM radio stations aren't necessarily the demographic where affordable housing issues directly affect them as much. So, you know, you tend to be like an older listener.
Exactly.
And probably are already stable, you know, so it probably explains that.
Did any of the questions, or I should say, were any of the Q&As grab you by surprise, or are they pretty much kind of, well?
Alcohol downtown.
that was strange. Yeah, there was somebody.
What was the question?
Yeah. Somebody called and asked about the abundance of breweries in downtown Holland. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like the emphasis on alcohol. Is there any way to limit? And that was such a out of left field question. Nancy answered. Jay didn't get to answer that one, but Nancy mentioned the limit on liquor license, and she did go into a small
explanation, sort of, so to speak.
Charrette, that's the word I was looking for, about alcohol being dangerous sometimes when it's excessive, and that was interesting. But also, she said the breweries are important for economic development and business and et cetera, et cetera.
And our close proximity to Beer City USA. Isn't that what Grand Rapids is? Mm-hmm. Is that their
Beer
name?
City.
Beer City.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that was interesting. But we can talk about their top three.
Oh, please goals do.
If you'd like. Nancy started with shared visions again. She talked about partnerships with Evergreen Commons and public-private partnership with GDK and the city, all that. She wanted to address the James DeYoung plant, which is being cleaned up. It's decommissioned. It's not being used as plant anymore, and it's on the waterfront.
Yeah, so, it's prime real estate.
Deciding what... There's no plan. The building is still there. They're not planning to tear it down yet. There's no plan for that yet. But that's something that's going to be big.
Yeah, that's almost assured.
And,
yeah.
And she, she really wants to have that be a big public process, kind of like the Civic Center was, where they're getting lots and lots and lots of public input and having all these sessions of brainstorming and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Is that a designate? Well, could it be designated a brownfield?
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, I think you have to apply to the state for that.
That's what I'm wondering, if they would be able, for state or federal funds, to help clean that up.
For development, yeah. I would imagine that the EPA might have some, or the DEQ might have something to say about it as well, just because of potential contaminants on the site. So.
Well, the way EPA has been... Sorry?
I was not prepared for this conversation.
Well, I'm sure that those conversations will happen, but it's not so simple to just, it's not like you're, it's a house and you just knock it down. I mean, this is something that's operated for, operation for 50 years or something.
They sold the coal that was there, and they're remediating the...
Right. And then you have ash fields and ash ponds, and you have all sorts of,
Right.
So that is going to be a big thing. And then she said the Civic Center fundraising, which that's going to go public in the next couple of months, a community fundraising campaign.
And that's for the exterior of the building.
Yes, that's for items that are not funded, which is everything on the outside of the property, excluding the building, because that's what's funded. And then she mentioned, she went beyond three things, but she mentioned helping students have adequate an education that prepares them for a workforce that is needed here. So technical skills, there's a lot of industry in this area. There's low unemployment. We talked about this a lot already, but there's low unemployment. So there's a lot of available jobs and, getting people trained for those jobs. So can fill those positions.
I think there's a clear difference between the two candidates in terms of how they view the education issue. Nancy talked a lot about cradle to grave. She mentioned the emphasis on preschool programming and some successes in that avenue. And then she kind of jumped ahead to community colleges and establishing partnerships between the higher education institutions and the area businesses. But I think that Peters is he takes a little bit of a different approach, and he wants more direct partnerships, especially with the city's public school district. And Nancy emphasizes more about how parents should just have choices, and that it's not necessary to necessarily have council intervene in any additional way than it is already. So I think that's a clear difference between the candidates.
What were Jay's three goals?
Jay went with his campaign platforms, which were affordable housing, engaging with diverse groups to have representation of the demographics of our community on our boards and commissions.
And that went into race and religion.
Yeah,
he emphasized those subcategories.
And then the partnership with Holland Public Schools.
Okay. The inclusion question keeps coming up, and you mentioned earlier, Sarah, that Nancy had a unique take on a question that came up. You're scrolling through our Twitter feed to find that the question that did come up.
The question was, it was from a caller, and they were referencing the debate that happened at the Knickerbocker. And during that debate, there were three people who were helping to moderate that event. And one of the students who was part of the organizing group that brought that debate to fruition was African American, a female, and she was reading the card from the audience member who posed the question to the candidates. And the question, to the best of my recollection, was along the lines of, "I know of many people who are minorities who do not feel safe going downtown or walking downtown." I think that was specifically walking downtown. And then she made a side statement and said, "I can attest to that," and then continued to pose the question to the candidates about how they would be more inclusive to different peoples and et cetera, et cetera. So then going to the question on WHDC, the listener said,
I think it was the guy.
It was the news director who referenced that.
That was like something that really, really stuck out.
And he said, how do we change that? And Nancy DeBoer answered first, and she said that it was really difficult for her to hear that woman make that statement, but that she was sure that it was true, but that she felt like she was confused about what the girl was really trying to say. And then she kind of had this segue into street performer series in downtown during the summer months, and how that is a positive thing for the city to bring diverse cultures and peoples into the downtown area. And I just felt like for the gravity of the seriousness of this question, I was disappointed in that sort of a response, because I feel like it wasn't really a response and it was sort of a platitude. I really think that we should expect a more thoughtful answer, considering that somebody feels like they're not safe. I mean, I think that that's something should have been taken a little bit more seriously.
What did Jay say in response to that question?
Well, he got a chance to answer, so they both answered that question. And he went kind of back to platform and said that he really wanted to talk about diversity and inclusiveness, and that we need to be more mature about how we go from that artificial harmony, it's a term that he's been using a lot during these events, and graduate past that and bring people to the table and actually have real conversations. And then he again put forward the idea of looking at commissions and making sure that people are represented equally. But then he also made a slight reference to ordinances and policies, which I'm sure was alluding to the anti-housing discrimination ordinance that the council opted to not include gender orientation or sexual identity as a protected class.
So their demeanor was something that was brought up a lot, and do you want to talk about what happened at the other debate a little bit, just to provide some context.
The Knickerbocker or the...
No, the one at City Hall when the...
Oh.
Sydney wasn't yes. for that one.
The mayor was cut off and...
Yes, yeah, so that was okay. So I was sitting at the front table, and I was right in front of the candidates. And the question that was posed was from a member of the audience, and she was asking Jay if he were to win and if Nancy were to lose, was he concerned about losing the female perspective on council? And that is something that has been pretty strong in her campaign literature about how she's very proud to be the first female mayor of Holland. And that's something that she really strongly identifies with and something that she would like to continue. So you'd think that this would be a pretty friendly question posed for her. Because the question was posed to Mr. Peters and it was his turn to answer first, he responded by saying, well, it's not really about her being a woman. It really doesn't have anything to do with why I'm running. I just don't agree with the agenda that she sets, and I feel like my agenda better fits the vision for the city and where we need to be, et cetera. And then when it kicked over to Nancy's turn to answer the question, she said, well, you can't understand the vision, Jay, if you don't attend half of the retreats. And there was this awkward pause.
Yes, there was.
Where everyone was kind of wondering what just happened. And then she started talking about how he had some sort of an argument with somebody at a previous meeting, and he, I don't know, pushed a chair or, something along those lines. And then the...
I think it was shove a door, wasn't it?
It was something about with an inanimate object. Yeah. And then the moderator because she was starting to launch into another example showing something along the lines of his temperament, and the moderator interrupted her and said, we're not going to allow you to continue. And then the room erupted in applause. And then I think that the candidates were kind of like really on their heels after that, because that was just such an odd moment. But I'm really glad to say that nothing like that really happened in this meeting. However, I feel like they did say some strong things to one another where they are frustrated with one another. Nancy did attempt to say that she to bring up Jay's demeanor again this time around, although it wasn't as aggressive as she did the last time around. I'll let Sydney talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, she got more specific this time with that answer, because she was allowed to answer that. And I think the question was God, what was that question?
it was about the demeanor of mayor and why you think that...
What would your temperament be as mayor?
Right.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. And she was talking about something that I think she said happened at a planning commission meeting where she had to get between Jay and another person. It was about Washington School. I wasn't here at that time, but I looked back at our stories, and I even went and watched the video of one of the meetings where Jay was doing a comment. That was the only one he was mentioned in, as far as I saw, doing a comment at a meeting about Washington School and that project. I didn't see any kind of altercation, so maybe it's something that happened off camera.
I'm unaware. I don't recall us reporting on that, or our previous municipal reporter mentioning that. So I can't verify that one way or the other.
Right. So don't know, but I mean, I can talk about their demeanors a little bit.
You go to all the council meetings. Yeah, you bear witness to how they work together.
I stare at these people for a few hours every week.
Right.
I guess we'll start with Jay. And I think that Nancy brought up sometimes that he swears. Mm-hmm. Did she say that?
Yeah, something about using the F word.
I think, at one of the previous debates, which she did. I was there. I think that was actually the first... city council anything that I covered working here. I was like, wow. And I was live.
Isn't government excited?
It really is. I was live tweeting, and then it was about the master plan that the the planning department was presenting, and it was this giant plan that a lot of people worked on for a long time. And I think people were a little bit confused about what the point of it is, because it's very, very general of like goals for the city. They're not specific. It's supposed to be very broad and like, I hate to use this word, but a vision for for different aspects of the city. And he said, "What the F are we supposed to do with this?" or something like that. It's like, okay. And I, you know, he's pretty quiet at meetings, actually. I've been kind of trying to pay more attention to that in the last few months, just because
since he declared his candidacy.
Yeah, because I wanted to see if that would change anybody's, you know, how they're acting at meetings. And he's been pretty quiet. You know, he talks, I think, when it's something, I don't know, when he feels like it's necessary. I don't know, I'm not in his brain, but like,
right,
he's been quiet. I've seen him, you know, he talks about short-term rentals.
He has the topics that he's passionate about, obviously.
Definitely. He's gotten in, you know, they get, it's not like a calm, like, relaxing thing at these meetings sometimes. Right. Sometimes they're talking about something that is very, no, I don't want to say controversial, but it just, you know, it gets, people have different opinions and they talk about them and, you know,
well, I think he alluded to it on the forum as, you know, we're making the sausage and sometimes it gets messy. I think that's pretty apropos.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen him get into it with like Brian Birch about short-term rentals, which is not surprising, for either of them on that topic. and then just kind of leave the meeting after adjournment. Sometimes they hang out and talk, but you know, never seen any kind of yelling or being crazy.
Right.
And then Nancy is very temperamental and kind of peaceful. she like, you know, she says like her, she wants to like be able to listen and hear everybody's opinions and find some kind of like common ground with them, a shared vision, if you will.
So she projects like a Zen sort of mentality, would you say?
I mean, it's not like she's like, I don't feel like she's not like, like a, I don't feel like she's like weak or something like that, but I feel like she does what she says she does in that regard, where she's listening. She's not really like pushing her agenda or her like goals that she has on everybody else. But at the same time, you know, people are voting for these candidates on their goals that they have.
Yeah,
and so
their leadership,
I feel
ability,
like there should be some level of, hey, we got to do this, as there should be from everybody who you know, runs for something and has goals, and then they should, you know, work on them.
Well, isn't it a part of the mayor's job to also lead the meetings, or, you know, kind of not just like the certain segments of the meeting, but doesn't the mayor have a little bit of an ability to put forward topics for the council to discuss and work on? Or am I incorrect on that?
I think, I mean, you can for sure, but she very much,
like if a councilman wanted to talk about something, they could ask the mayor to maybe bring it forward in discussion. Is that something that they have the ability to do?
Yeah, they could. I mean, they could get it put on the agenda for like a study session.
Okay.
I'll talk specifically about study sessions because I think that's where you see this more. When they're talking about something and they're just discussing it, and everyone's kind of tossing out their opinion, she's the one that's calling on people, and she remains pretty quiet throughout those times. But and I've noticed a few times she's done this where she's writing a lot throughout the meeting and listening, and at the end she'll do like a longer kind of spiel on things that were said and things that she thinks and how they should interact with each other, that kind of thing. Cause sometimes it does get heated, as I've said, and she's made some comments about that towards the end of the meeting.
Passionate debate.
Yeah, so she's very much like, we can all disagree, but we're not going to... Somebody said this last night at council, we disagree, but we're not disagreeable. Mm-hmm. And I think that's how she, like, she's
that's
definitely
her mantra.
Like that. Yeah, but so are a lot of people on council. It's not like they're screaming at each other, and she's like, please calm down.
Right. Yeah, I think that she has definitely brought forward the temperament issue directly. I think that she's been the driver of comparing herself to him in that regard a couple of times. Like when we go back to the League of Women Voters debate, when after the moderator interrupted that answer, another question was posed. I believe it was about affordable housing, and then it was Nancy's turn to answer first, and then she went back to the last question and said, "I really think that it's important for people to take into consideration the demeanor of the mayor as an important part of mm-hmm. Assessing whether or not they're credible to lead." Mm-hmm. And so she was not letting it go, and she has either directly or subtly brought it up a couple of times. So she's definitely trying to posture, kind of compare and contrast herself to Jay.
That is an important part of the job, though, because, mm-hmm. They don't have any voting power over anybody, but they're right. also kind of a figurehead of the city.
Right.
So, when you have, a parade or some kind of event, like the DACA march the other day, the mayor's invited to speak at things and talk about so many different things all the time. And
right.
being kind of that person that is a representative,
the face of
the city.
Yeah.
That's kind of, demeanor is definitely important.
Mm-hmm. And I know that Jay was getting frustrated. He said, "I'm getting frustrated with those kinds of mm-hmm. Statements because, I don't really think that it's fair to bring that up when you're not including the context of what led up mm-hmm. to my potential passionate discourse." So he said, "I can talk about that, but I'm choosing not to." And I think that there was an allusion there to maybe something that might have been disfavorable for against Nancy. I'm not really sure about that, but
he also said it distracts from talking about
what they're actually going to do in the job.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, he did say that directly. He's like, "This is a big distraction about what we would actually do for the city."
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But people can. Brian.
No, go ahead.
I can tell you're ready to say.
Oh, Brian, you're still here. I'm so sorry. Cindy and I get a little carried away.
You can. We wanted to mention this because you can watch their demeanor on the city's video channel.
Yes.
That is Vimeo.com, Vimeo, and their channel is the City of Holland.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, every meeting is televised on there. And while it's not sometimes the most flavorful content, you can definitely see how they act at meetings.
Yep.
Okay. Any final thoughts about last night's performance?
No, I just encourage people to vote on Tuesday, November 7th.
Yeah, I think that they have all the information that they need because we're starting to hear a repetition of certain things.
Right.
And so I don't really think that there's mm-hmm. anything new to uncover. I think that the candidates have put out enough of themselves so that people have enough information to make an informed decision. And yes, I concur, Sydney. Go out and vote on November 7th.
No, go ahead.
Sorry, Brian.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
We're also going to have a big election preview in the paper on Sunday, mm-hmm. November 5th. That's going to be things that the mayoral candidates, the uncontested candidates, all of the ballot proposals for Ottawa and Allegan counties, where your polling places, all of that good stuff. So mm-hmm. keep an eye out for that.
Yep.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Oh.
Because I know, along with your copious amount of notes that you bring, we're going to have copious amounts of coverage in the days coming.
And I'm sure that we'll probably do another podcast on Election Day.
Probably. Yes.
Ooh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah. We'll do a post game.
Yep. Yeah.
Because the final results will be in by 8.
Yeah, the polls close.
That's when the polls close.
The polls close at 8, but these local elections tend to be lower turnout, so I don't think that it'll go more than past 10. I don't think that it would be much past that.
Okay. So when after that, I'm gonna go interview whoever won and whoever didn't win, and then I'll be back here.
Okay.
And then we can podcast.
Sounds great.
Sounds like a date.
Cool. Mark your calendars.
Yes, podcasters are waiting with bated breath.
And in case you don't know, From the Newsroom is now on iTunes. So look us up on iTunes. Just do a quick search for From the Newsroom and look for our logo, because I know there's several Gatehouse papers that have From the Newsroom podcasts.
Yep. Look for the tulip.
Yes, our icon has the tulip and the Holland Sentinel logo there, so you can subscribe to our podcast there. Election day is Tuesday, so like everyone has said, I will eat. Mm-hmm. Please go vote.
And we will be posting updates on our Facebook page and our Twitter account and our website as things progress throughout the day.
Yes. So on behalf of Sydney Smith and Sarah Leach, I am Brian Brunelles. Thank you all for listening. This is From the Newsroom.